All right, welcome to Beautiful People. I am your host, Danielle, and my co-host, Tristan, and my co-host, Jay.
Hey.
All right, tonight we're going to have our first episode, and our topic is going to be, when should you have sex? Or should you have sex in a relationship before you fully commit to someone? All right, I want to present some facts. I got it from an article. It dates back to 2010, but I feel like the facts are very relevant even for today. They interviewed 2,000 married couples, and they questioned them about their relationship. And what they came up with was that they found that those that chose to wait after marriage had a better quality of a relationship. For instance, they 20% had an increase in satisfaction, 12% had better communication, and 15% had more improved sexual quality. What do you guys feel about that? Like, you feel like it's a little far-fetched? For right now,
I mean, personally, I feel like, I mean, that's true. Like,
what do you mean that's true?
Like, well, I mean, if you wait longer, you're making him like more curious.
Yeah.
Like, so.
I personally feel like it kind of definitely goes back to the original plan. Like, reality, women have the power, and that men necessarily kind of have to accommodate it, because you can't front. Like, it does control the world.
Yo, the power of the P is powerful, but not that powerful.
Oh, it's powerful.
It is.
It's very powerful.
Like, it's not that powerful.
It is.
Actually, no, I take it back. After watching Scandal, yeah.
It's powerful.
The power of the P is powerful.
The power of the P is powerful. But I believe,
But that power can be abused.
Again. If you have sex fast.
It always is abused in society. Like, 90% of the time, sex is abused, regardless.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like...
And it makes people think that they're in love, automatically.
Yes.
You have sex with somebody, oh yeah, I'm in love with him, I love him. And then the next day, he don't text you back, then you get sad and you get all emotional, but that's because you gave it up fast.
Exactly.
So, like, if you see a woman walking down the street and you love her, you see she's so beautiful, you just want to get her attention, but once you get her attention, she texts you, she comes over, has sex with you the first night. Yeah. Are you continuing to be attracted to her? Like, are you still attracted to her as much as you were the first time you saw
me,
her?
I would, because reason why is because, let's just say I don't know her, and if I, like, got to know her as a person, who she is, you know.
But you didn't get to know her
I didn't get
person.
To know her. Hypothetically,
you didn't get to know her all the way because y'all had sex on the first night.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So it's a one-night stand.
No. Not necessarily. Y'all have sex on the first night, and then y'all continue to talk. Like, are you still as attracted to her?
Exactly. Are you feeling like,
it'll make me want more.
Of course.
It'll make me want more.
Mm. Okay. So you mean, like, more of her as a person or more sex?
Both.
Okay. Because, okay.
I mean, you're a different type of man. I like that.
Well... Hey, thank you.
But not all men are, not all men are like that.
I mean, let's be real. The sex, yo, that's a big benefit.
Let's say it's bad.
Baby steps.
Okay, well, it says about 3% of Americans actually wait to have sex. So that's a very small percentage. So in reality, majority of us are having sex. And I just say that kind of relates to the whole divorce rate in America. Like, a lot of people get married because they definitely wound up in lust with a person for years, and they end up having children, and then they realize that they really had nothing in common. And then it goes back to people being married just because, oh, they're cute, you know what I'm saying? We together, like I love them, and then it just kind of fizzles out. I think that's majority of the world.
Exactly.
Was there a survey for people that did not wait?
But that's the whole point. Like, if it says 3% of Americans wait, then that means 97% don't. You know what I'm saying?
I still got to get their opinion, too.
Well, I'm just saying, in your perspective, you just feel like those numbers aren't accurate, or you just feel like...
It's not accurate. It's a little bit one-sided, you know. To the people that did wait, your marriage was better. But what about the people that did not wait, you know?
Yeah.
Was your marriage better? Was it worse? I want to know their perspective as well, you know?
That's true. Because, I mean, although there are people that don't wait and they end up married and stuff. But usually, well, not usually, because I really don't know. But, like, a lot of them end up in divorce.
Yeah. And this can branch off into so many subcategories of how it goes. What about the one that did wait and the one that's experienced is your marriage better or not, you know?
I know what you mean. Like, in reality, majority of our parents, not to say everyone's parents, but they probably didn't wait. And they're together and they have children. And
I don't know if they did or not.
But they,
I think they waited.
They probably was buck wild, actually.
Yeah. And that's hard to picture right now.
I know, because you're like, well, I have these wholesome, you know, loving, caring parents. They would never be buck wild.
Yeah, they weren't buck wild.
They
were conservative.
That's what we like to believe. But
my mother did not show her ankles at all.
You're stupid. Well, I think about me in particular, like, I had sex when I was younger, but I'm definitely in the point where I'm celibate now. And I've made a personal choice that I would never have sex with someone until I'm 100% sure this is the one I'm going to marry, or definitely even after the marriage. You know, once we get married, then we'll have sex.
And I feel like with women, if we wait longer to have sex with a man, then you will feel more secure in your relationship, because
you
when you give it up fast, this is what most women want. They give it up fast so then he can love her real fast. But usually you gonna give it up fast, he gonna leave real fast.
Yes.
So if you wait longer, let him get to know your personality, who you are, and then y'all share that love, then y'all are more likely to stay together.
That's how I feel. And what is your opinion about that, Tristan?
I mean, it really does depend on the person. It really does sound like it's a big step in responsibility for women.
Oh yeah,
I'm learning this as I go, because I don't have, you know, the female perspective, and you know, I have three sisters myself, and I'm very, you know, I don't want to say overprotective, but you know, I'm ready to throw hands, you know, when that time comes.
Yeah.
But I don't want to throw that double standard.
That's understandable.
I don't want to throw the double standard. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because you know, to each his own. You know, if you feel like knocking boots before marriage, hey, you know, that's you, bruh.
And a lot of times what I see in my friends, or I see other people, like, they'll have sex and then end up, being over there all the time. Then all of a sudden, they washing clothes and cooking dinner and doing all this stuff because you had sex with him first. So basically, y'all acting like y'all are together, but he ain't giving you no title.
No.
So then when he not texting you back, when he walking with another girl, or he doing whatever, you can't say nothing because you're still not his girlfriend.
Preach.
Oh, my.
But that goes back to Steve Harvey saying, like, you have to really act like a lady and think like a man, because you can't give him all the benefits and then expect him to have his part together. Like, okay, well, I'm a wife you because I love you. No, men are, y'all don't even function like that. Like,
y'all don't function like that at all.
Y'all function to the point where
I
don't feel like y'all go
don't
around
like
loving
me out as y'all.
No, for real. I'm just saying, like,
some guys,
most guys don't function to where it's where you will marry me just because you love me. Men are. You guys are so physical as far as, like, how you feel and all that kind of stuff. You rarely tap into something deeper, to me. That's just my opinion. But not to say all men are shallow, but it takes more work.
You didn't have to listen to Drake or something?
And then I feel like with men, this is what I feel.
Is this why Drake is so popular? Because, you know, he's so in tune with his...
With women.
Well, yeah, that is true, too. Well, far as hip-hop-wise, that comes from... that's a whole nother subject. But to say that Drake is popular because he talks about stuff that men don't talk about. And just because hip-hop has groomed up stuff to be like, oh, you gotta be hard. You gotta be hardcore. You gotta have no feelings. He just be real about himself. But back to the subject at hand, the reality is that men will not take a woman seriously in the end, even if he doesn't realize it yet at that time.
Well, and I also feel like, which is a good trait, y'all don't go around, like, women, y'all don't go around just loving everybody. We'll get our heart broken, and then another guy comes, oh my God, we're so in love. But then, y'all, one woman breaks your heart, done for, like, years.
Yeah,
until the next
true.
Woman.
That's true.
So, like...
Hey, when a guy falls, they fall.
Fall hard.
That's true.
I feel like men fall harder than women.
They do, and it take longer for you guys to get over it.
It does.
I'll admit, I feel hard, like, not so long ago. So, and it, man, that stuff hurts.
It hurts, and then you're like, oh no, forget, like, this. I'm not gonna go out for these women.
I'm not gonna hold the grudge, and you know,
which is good
for the potential next young lady to have a relationship with me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, to counteract with the subject, it also says that women wait more than men. A lot of guys don't. It's more like it's a percentage of 60% women and 40% men.
Because men think with one thing.
Of course. You guys, well, not all. Well, most, in reality, you know, you guys are wired to think about sex. And it's kind of thrown in
but
your face anyway.
But y'all think about sex as well.
Women do think about sex. I believe that.
But we have to understand that we have to control our stuff. It's different with y'all. Y'all can walk around and have sex with 10 chicks and won't nobody
even think. You're still the man.
Don't nobody even think nothing about it. But as women, we have to learn how to control this power that we possess. Like, we have to know how to carry ourselves. That's why it's good for a woman to wait a good amount of years. Because it's so much emotional baggage that come with it. You get tied up with that person. It's deeper. I know y'all seen that stuff where it's like, what I talk about, when you have sex with a person, their soul is intertwined with yours. Like, that's real. It's deeper than just physical. It's soul ties.
And that's why I feel like, okay, people go around and say like, oh, there are some girls that are hoes and they can just have sex with men and not care. I do not believe that. I believe like when she's going around sleeping with everybody, she's hurt somewhere. And she feels like she has to get attention by laying on her back. I just feel that way. I mean, women we think with our hearts. We think with, you know, pure feelings, no matter if you are having sex with a million men or if you're not having sex at all.
Well, from a guy's perspective, from one guy's perspective, what was the percentage of men that waited?
Well, it was 40% and women were 60%. Okay. In the, you know, ratio of who waits and who doesn't.
Okay, well, in that case, my opinion, it all depends on the guy. You know, because not all of them are out there, you know, to get
that's
y'all.
True. Get I mean, the there's 40%.
That's true. There are those, you know, those guys that, you know, are just truly in love and they will just wait, yeah, you know, for that
and,
one.
And I believe you attract what you are. Like, if you're a good woman and you're waiting and you're doing what you need to do, like, God will send you the right man that's, you know, he's waiting as well, you know, and he's equal to you and all that kind of stuff. So it just goes back to, like, you got to respect yourself. As women or man, you got to respect yourself enough to know that it's deeper than just physical interaction, and you have to definitely know who you're getting involved with, because you can get your heart broke. You can definitely destroy your life, because mm-hmm. we've seen it in real life experience between, I mean, I'm not going to say a name, but I definitely have a people that I knew that were married for like 27 years, mm-hmm. and they weren't necessarily married, so they was literally just having sex for years and living together, pretty much shacking, and you have kids with this person and you guys have a house together, and then one day the man wakes up and say, well, hey, I'm moving out. I got a new family. Peace. Chucking up the deuces. Like, that happens every day. So you have to respect yourself enough to, like, want to secure yourself, you know? Have someone that really loves you for more than just sex.
Exactly. And I feel like women forget that they have so much power.
So much power.
Like, you do not have to have sex with that man. But most people, but most women feel like, you know, if I don't have sex with him, he gonna leave me. So if he do leave you, oh, well.
Okay.
Do you believe in that 90-day rule then?
Yes.
I do. I believe that you should wait.
In the 90-day
I believe
rule.
That you should wait. I believe that you should wait
as long as
and you know, like, what, think about it, like, if you meet a woman and y'all like fall in love with each other's mind and heart, mm-hmm. and then y'all have sex, like, then y'all gonna be so in love with each other, y'all gonna be like, this is right, this is who I need to be with. But if the first thing y'all do is have sex when y'all first meet, it's that's clouding your mind with your feelings. They go, oh, I definitely think that I love him, I definitely think that he loves me because we had sex. No, like, he can have sex with anybody.
That's true. He can have sex with anyone. He can really fall for anyone that he has sex with.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they have all these kind of characteristics that everyone, you know, they look good, they have a good job, like that, you know, stuff like that. I feel like if you're the kind of person that you look good to people in general, like, you can't feel like that person is in love with you. Because I've been in relationships where I was in love with the idea of that person for years.
Yep.
And it was just like, okay, this guy, he's going to school, you know, he has potential, you know, he has a good head on his shoulder, you know, why wouldn't he be a good husband? And then it turned out to where he's really a jerk in real life, but we didn't work out. But it's not that I regret that, but it's just the fact that you learn that kind of stuff as you go on through life. Like, it's deeper than what you see, what they have on paper, you know?
Yep.
Oh, also, you know that show that just came out? It was like Married at First Sight,
mm-hmm.
where they married the person that they just saw when they like walked down the aisle.
Oh, wow. No, have you heard of the show?
Like, that show is really like a good experiment. It was pretty much like they had these doctors that came and they pretty much matched them with people that they were like 100% compatible with, like, you know, for dot, everything that they liked and they wanted. They found these people. They was like, all right, you're going to marry this person the first time you see them, and you're going to go on a 3-month experiment and see how would it work. Would you stay married? would you stay divorced? And it was a good experiment to show that even if you are compatible with a person 100%, you know what I'm saying, and you choose to have sex with that person the first time you meet them, because some of them waited maybe like 2 months before they actually had sex, even though they were, you know, lawfully married, and some of them chose to have sex like early, like maybe like a week later, and and so it was just like the people that chose to have sex early, they end up divorcing, and it was just the fact that they looked good on paper, they were a great idea for each other, but in reality they weren't compatible because they still needed to grow. Cause I feel like if you are a person that has sex way before you're really like mentally and emotionally ready, like you're pretty much handicapping yourself, because
oh yeah,
whenever you meet someone you're gonna be that same handicap. You know, like you can't get past the physical no matter what, you know?
Yeah.
So you want to respect yourself like that and just wait.
Exactly. Because I feel like when women, when we like have sex on a man fast, we automatically believe like, okay, we have to force ourselves to fall for him because I just had sex with him and yeah, I don't want to become a hoe. So I'm going to love him. I'm going to force myself to love him. And like, you cannot force a man to love you. And you're going to make yourself more sad and more emotional every day because he don't really like you. He liked what you did at that moment of time and that night.
That's, oh my God, that's so true. Like, as a woman, you feel obligated to be with him, especially if you have children. Oh, you definitely feel obligated to marry him. You feel obligated to be with him regardless if he married you, because you want your children to have father, you
and
know?
And then at the end of the day, you're messing up things for your children because, like, they going to see that. They going to see that y'all aren't compatible. Yeah. Like, it's like, noticeable.
Like, y'all were never meant to be.
Y'all weren't.
Because they talk about that, like, don't get caught up with people that are temporarily meant to be in your life versus people that are permanently, because you mix up the expectations, you know?
Exactly.
I like how y'all, like, just took that whole vision and just, shot it right in the air. This is what happened, this and that. You know, if this happened, then you know, you gotta. Oh, what? Don't
look
at me.
Are you being sarcastic and saying that?
Oh, no, I understand. Some people do work out to have after they have sex early. I do believe that. I've seen people work out, statistically,
let's be clear.
It all depends on the guy, though.
That is very true.
It all depends on the relationship.
It all depends on the guy, but also it all depends on the woman, because y'all can have sex fast and then you can fall in love with her and she'd be like, I don't want you no more.
Well, let's be clear.
That will break your heart, right? Hey, but she realized.
What if he was trying to invest, you know?
Are women that do that. They have sex with a man fast because that's what they do to fall in love or whatever. And then they realize, well, I don't want to be with him. I want to be with this guy I met at Walmart.
Well, let's be.
Walmart.
You can meet somebody in Walmart.
Out of all places, Walmart.
Out of all places.
Well, this is Target. Come on.
But let's be clear, we don't want to be one-sided on the subject, but we definitely are strongholded on the no sex thing. But also, like we said, people do work out. Some people work out, they have sex, they fall in love, and they stay together forever.
But you know, also, I feel like when you have sex with somebody early and like, oh, y'all fall in love, y'all could possibly be in love. Y'all could be meant for each other. But I think as a society, like, we feel like now, like, okay, I'm 21 years old, right? If I have sex with a guy tomorrow, he's like, oh, well, I love you. I love you too. We feel like, oh, next year we need to get married. Now we need to have kids. Now this and that. That leads to divorce too, because you're moving way too fast.
The pressure. Sex does put a little pressure on it.
It puts a little pressure on a lot of things. We're having sex all the time. You over here all night. I'm washing your clothes. I'm cooking you dinner. You might as well put a ring on it.
I noticed one thing that has been, you know, like, other than the word sex that has been repeated is the word love. Should we, as, you know, men and women, you know, not try to put mentally love into it, you know what I mean? Until, like, we know there's, like, a trust factor into it. He or she loves me.
So why have sex before you know if they love you?
Well, hey, there you go.
Exactly.
Podcast over.
Okay. Okay, but we're just going off of facts. You guys know that we're just going off of facts that we have found and the fact that things we've seen in our own lives. So at the end of the day, there is no right or wrong answer here, but we're just definitely going off of what we see. And even most of you will agree that you see things in society and you like, man, you know, should I wait? Shouldn't wait? You know, I don't know. So the thing that we want to let y'all know is that you definitely have your own decision. You're your own person. But know that there are some facts out there that can show you that majority of the time, if you choose to wait, things just turn out a little bit better. Not to say that it would turn out worse if you choose to have sex with that person before, but just know, just be educated and just respect yourself, love yourself, and all that. And so, coming from your beautiful people here, we just want to let you know, embrace yourself, love yourself. You guys have a good night.
Do it with protection.